Federal authorities have arrested and charged a U.S. Forest Service employee with starting the devastating Hayman wildfire southwest of Denver. It has consumed more than 100,000 acres. Fire investigators say 38-year-old Terry Lynn Barton admitted that she lit the illegal campfire that erupted into the worst forest fire in Colorado history. She is scheduled to appear in a federal courtroom later today. From Denver, Mark Roberts reports.
On Saturday afternoon, June 8th, the day the Hayman fire started, Terry Barton was on routine patrol in the Pike National Forest. Her job was to enforce a fire ban and stop campers from building illegal campfires in the woods. U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado, John Southers.
Ms. Barton initially reported this fire, indicated that she'd smelled smoke, responded to it, tried to suppress it, was unsuccessful, reported it.
Southers says Barton then led investigators to a designated campfire ring made of stones and pointed out where the fire started.
Over a five-day period from June 10th to June 15th, a forensic examination of the point of origin was conducted by experts from the Bureau of Land Management and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Forest Service, and they concluded that the fire was deliberately set and had been staged to look like an escaped campfire.
According to court papers, fire investigators determined that from where she was, Barton could not have smelled the smoke. When confronted with that fact, the U.S. attorney says she changed her story and confessed that she started the fire. She said she'd gotten a letter that morning from her estranged husband. Angry and upset, she decided to get rid of the letter. The criminal complaint reads, she walked to the campfire ring, knelt down and ignited the paper letter with a match or matches she had in her purse. Again, U.S. Attorney John Southers.
Her statement is that she burned a letter in this fire pit, that she thought it was out, and when she drove back by it, a fire had started and she was unable to suppress it and reported it.
Barton now faces three felony charges: willfully setting timber afire in a national forest, willfully causing damage to federal government property, and lying to fire investigators. If convicted on all counts, she could face fines of $750,000 and 20 years in prison. Meanwhile, the Hayman fire is almost 50% contained. The cost of the fire has gone up to more than $9 million. Fire spokesman Kevin Hustetler describes the damage to property so far.
The latest that we have is still 25 residences destroyed, one commercial building, 13 outbuildings, four trailer homes, 23 vehicles, and two bridges. However, we expect those figures to go higher when they're able to get in there and take a better look.
The Hayman fire forced the evacuation of more than 5,400 people from their homes. But Hufstetler says some homeowners have been allowed back into the area.
So, the fire is still active and there's still danger there. So it's not over yet.
Firefighters hope to make more progress on the fire today. But the weather forecast for the week ahead, hot, dry, and windy, does not favor firefighting efforts. For NPR News, I'm Mark Roberts in Denver.